Welcome to episode 177. I'm your host, Gail M. Davis, and this is Design Perspectives. Welcome to Design Perspectives, a podcast that not only talks about interior design, I discuss lifestyle, history, current events, and more. I am your host, Gail Davis, interior designer, entrepreneur, fur mom of three and counting, and wife to a Renaissance man. Come along for a fun ride of learning and laughing. I met today's guest back in February when Monogram invited me and about maybe a dozen other designers to their flagship showroom in Chicago. This designer lives in Chicago. She's a kitchen designer. And I was so excited because I most recently has stumbled upon the woman that she works for shows on Max, Jean Stopher. Today's guest is Katie Bouchard. She is really an amazing, effervescent woman. She is a trained architectural designer and the director of Jean Stopher's cabinetry company, Stopher Home Cabinetry. With over 19 years of experience in interior residential design, Katie received training in classical and traditional architectural design and a bachelor's degree in architecture from the University of Notre Dame, graduating cum laude. She has worked with many high-profile architectural firms and cabinetry makers over her career, most notably Jean Stopher Design, Christopher Peacock, O'Brien Harris, Hammond Beebe, Rupert Ainge Architects, that's a mouthful, and Lederbach and Graham Architects. Katie has been honored to collaborate with over 100 clientele since the launch of Stopher Home Cabinetry in 2019. Her mission is to deliver the most functional, beautiful, high-quality designs in cabinetry with an emphasis on superb customer service. Without further ado, please enjoy my conversation with Katie. She is so delightful. I'm so happy and feel so blessed to have met her. She is definitely a friend for life. Here she is. Hey, Katie, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm super excited to have this conversation and I have quite a few questions for you.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm so excited to join you today.
Okay, so you do cabinetry and you've been doing this for 19 years, which is insane because you look like you're all of like 19 years old when I met you. And I want to know, how did you get started?
So from a very young age, I actually was just loved architecture. And one of my cousins who I really looked up to said he was going to go into landscape architecture. And so I said I would go into architecture and we could work together. Well, it turns out I stuck to my guns. He chose engineering, which was great too for him. But I ended up studying architecture at Notre Dame and loved it. It was a traditional classical program. And I just was so interested in that and in residential architecture and the home. And I've always loved kitchens. I grew up cooking. I was actually one of four girls in my family. Okay. I have three sisters. And none of them liked to cook, but I did with my mom, and I love spending time in the kitchen, and that's where we all gathered. So it just kind of naturally started following this path, and I worked for this beautiful old architecture, or this architecture firm that creates homes that look like they've been there for years, and I got to work on their millwork package. And also all of the cabinetry, most of the cabinetry in the house. And I just fell in love and decided I wanted to go into kitchen and cabinetry design.
Wow, that's amazing. How did you come to work for Jean Stopher? Because that's a big name. And but I'm not ashamed to admit, I only found out about her within the past year. I want to say maybe year and a half, because I started watching her show and I was like, oh my God, on Max. And I just became addicted to watching it. And I was like, oh my goodness. So when we met in Chicago at Monogram, I was like, oh my God, this is like the holy grail of kitchen designers. I have so many questions.
I love that. I mean, so for me, I found Jean through a kitchen walk that was done in my area. I'm from the Chicago area, and I went out to Oak Park River Forest, which was where Jean was actually based. Mm-hmm. And I always had a penchant for really good designers and good designs. And I remember she had, I think, three kitchens on this kitchen walk of about maybe 8 or 9 other homes. Mm-hmm. And 3 of them were hers, and they were all beautiful. And about a year later, Jean and I met at a appliance training event. Mm-hmm. And I went up to her. I said, I'm just going to go up to her and tell her I love her work. And if she ever needs somebody to work with her or work for her, I would love that. So I did. And she goes, wow. And we ended up meeting about 2 weeks later, and I started working for her. So I was actually Jean's first employee.
Wow. And how many people does she have on the team now?
Well, we've got 3 different, well, kind of 3 or 4 different parts of the business.
Okay.
So I think the team is just over 50 people.
Wow.
So it's really grown in the past 5 years. It's been incredible. And Jean's daughter, Grace, joined the team as well. And she's just, the two of them have just really built something special.
No, they have. I mean, just watching them work together and knowing the story was very interesting. I was like, wow. I just love when families come together and they're really focused, because it really is like a family event. Because correct me if I'm wrong, her son is also the photographer for her as well, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she has 2 other sons who have been involved in other aspects of the business as well. So I just think it's really neat to see a family work together. And, you know, what a great thing to have in your life, to be able to all spend time together and work towards a similar goal.
I love that. Now, you work remotely because you're in Chicago and she is in Michigan, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Now, with that, here are some of the things, because I did my kitchen last year and there I was so afraid to do it because it's super nuanced, but I learned a lot. What are some of the things that people miss when designing a kitchen?
Oh, let's see. I'm not sure exactly what they miss, other than I think sometimes people try to follow trends.
Okay.
And for me, having grown up kind of learning about traditional and classical architecture, I always tend to look toward the past for beautiful and timeless pieces that are going to stay on trend for a long time. You can always change up the little things, accessories and things like that, but I try to steer away from trends.
That makes sense. Because I also tell people when they're like, what are the latest trends? I was like, you don't want to do trends because you're spending money. And I was like, kitchens and bathrooms are big money spenders. And to do something and then be like, oh my goodness, I don't like this anymore. Like, do you really want to rip out the kitchen and start all over again? I just panic to think that.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a really good point, that's where you're going to put a lot of your money into a space and into a kitchen. And you want it to be timeless and you want to love it.
That's true. No, I love that. Now, does kitchen size matter? I think people, when I was doing my kitchen, it was like, you know, getting suggestions, people like blow out the wall, you know, move back this way. And then you could bring in an island and you could bring in a table. And I was just like, I don't need it to be a restaurant size. I just want it to be like I kept the footprint of my kitchen. I really do love it. what is it that you encounter with people when working on their kitchens? Are they like, are they trying to make it like the Taj Mahal massive, or are they trying to stay within their footprint? And how do you navigate that?
Sure. So it really depends on what the client is looking for. And so I try to have them explain to me how they'd like to function in their space and like how they're going to use their kitchen. You know, do they like to bake with their kids? Do they like to host parties? Things like that. And that helps inform whether or not we should open it up to additional space, or if you can keep the kind of current footprint of the house. If it works, I don't change it.
Okay. No, that makes sense. I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And that's how I felt, you know, about my kitchen. Oh, I see a lot of people, and this is something I have a question about, kitchen cabinetry colors. I know some people, they'll get their cabinets in and then they'll paint them on site. How do you feel about that?
So I've worked with cabinet makers that do it both ways. Mm-hmm. The current finish that we use on our cabinetry is a shop finish. Mm-hmm. And it's gorgeous and smooth to the touch. And I mean, it's like you've not felt silky wood like this before. Ooh. It's amazing what our cabinets look like and feel like in person. That's really neat. But I've also seen it done as hand painted in the house. Mm-hmm. And that I think can give you a really neat finish too, especially like even with brush strokes. But you've got to get the right painter too. Mm. So I've seen it done successfully both ways. But I, for myself, I think I would love that kind of silky shop finish that's baked on and really has an enduring, timeless kind of look.
Have you done a kitchen for your parents and your sisters?
Not yet. they have not hired me yet to redo their kitchens, but I am planning my own kitchen renovation pretty shortly.
Okay, so what are some of the things that you want for yourself for your kitchen? I'm sorry, because I'm trying to think of how to say, like, what is the number one thing, but what are the important things that you're looking for your kitchen? I'm sorry for talking over you. Go ahead.
No. I absolutely want flush inset, beautiful cabinetry with walnut drawer boxes. I just think that inset cabinetry gives such a clean, beautiful aesthetic to a kitchen, even more so than, like, I know there's a penchant for people really liking shaker style doors because of the simplicity of them. But to me, it's the inset look that really makes things look clean and beautiful. And it is a cost to kind of build something like that so perfectly, mm-hmm. Where the drawers and the doors fit like seamlessly into the frame of the cabinet. But it's such a nice look that you can't find really anywhere else. I love it. And then I guess just timeless materials beyond that. Natural stone. I would probably either go with like a really dark granite or a beautiful marble. Mm-hmm. I'm always just drawn to marble anywhere. And you know, they've used it for years and years in Italy. So
exactly. That is a conversation I just had with friends. There's a gentleman who I met and he works with all these quarries. And we were laughing so hard because I'm like, the amount of tile people or shops that will say, oh, you don't want to do, you know, use marble because it's such a pain. You have to seal it. You have to do, you know, like all these things they're saying you have to do. And I was like, well, when you go to Italy or Portugal, anywhere, and you see their marble, like it's been there for centuries. So why do you think like it's not durable? And why do you think like it's so much work? So it's just funny. We laugh about that. that people are like, oh, I'd rather go with, you know, quartz. I'm like, why don't you just go with marble?
Right. No, for me, I just am so drawn to those natural elements that you find somewhere in nature. And I think it's those are beautiful, and that's what I would want in my house. And also like brass, oh, I think,
yes,
especially unlacquered brass or an antique brass, polished nickel. Those are some of my favorite metals. They're just timeless and they're always beautiful and they bring a warmth to the space.
I love that. Now, because you're into kitchens, is there a favorite appliance that you have that you love to use, or are you like open?
I'm open. I get excited about finding new appliances that are not as expensive as some of the higher end ones. I mean, I absolutely love a lot of the high end appliances that I've worked with over the years. I think their spec sheets for me as a designer are top notch. So I really appreciate that. They've
right.
really thought through how to make it easy. But if I come upon a new appliance that has, you know, a unique look or really seamlessly integrates with the cabinetry, then I'm all about using it.
Okay. What colors are you thinking for your kitchen? Because I'm curious now.
So I am lucky enough to live right near the lake on Michigan. So I have always thought I will do like a really pretty blue, almost dark navy with almost a green undertone for my kitchen.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Green's my favorite color. Like it just is something that's just happy about it. And I think it's just nature, but it just goes with everything. Oh, I love that. I love that. Okay, what size range are you thinking for your kitchen?
So I actually live in an apartment, and I probably wouldn't do a range because the venting in my apartment is limited. So I'm going to go with an induction range top,
nice.
Which has a lot less, you know, there's no cook. So my understanding is that ranges have BTUs
yes.
from the flame that they kick out. And you really need to have a good venting system for that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with an induction range, not as much so. So that's probably what I'll do for that.
Well, remember when we were at Monogram, the chef was really like pushing induction because he's like, it's just easier to clean.
That was so neat. I really enjoyed cooking on the induction range. I couldn't believe like water was boiling within 60 seconds.
Yes. So, yes.
It's just really, that seems like a great tool. And then of course I would have one of those 5-in-1 in Advantium ovens, I think are really cool too.
Oh my God. I was just like, that's the only time where I was like, maybe I should do my kitchen over or see where I could fit that in. Because that 5-in-1 is amazing, but again, it's just my husband and myself, and when family comes over, 9 times out of 10 we end up going out to eat. So I was like, this is the thing, this is why like you as a kitchen designer know, and I hate to say the word, like the latest trends, but you also know like the longevity. And I think it's people try to do the kitchen on their own. I'm always like, no, go to the people that are the specialists, that get it, that understand, because they will make you think how, you know, more about your kitchen than just like the basic, you know, this range, this refrigerator, you know, this dishwasher. They'll really walk you through of how are you going to live in this space. And I don't think people think that. I think they think they just want all the bells and whistles and don't understand like it needs to be useful for every day, if that makes sense.
That makes total sense.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Last question. What is the difference between the classic line cabinetry and the townhouse line cabinetry for Stouffer home cabinetry?
Sure. So the classic line is really our, that is what we started this whole, or what Jean and Grace started this whole cabinetry company for. It's just a beautiful palette of options, not only painted cabinetry, I think we have 18 painted finishes and also 5 natural wood finishes. And the interior, it's all inset cabinetry, what I was talking about mm-hmm. earlier with those super beautiful clean lines. The interior of the cabinetry, if it's the interior of the cabinet, it has a beautiful linen wipeable surface.
Nice.
And the drawer boxes are all walnut, which is just a really impressive look, I think, every time. And of course, soft close glides and hinges. And it's just a really beautiful product. The townhouse line we launched for a little less expensive alternative.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 20 to 30% less expensive okay. than our classic line. And the townhouse, really the only difference that you're going to really notice is on the interior. So when you open the doors and the drawers, the interior is really high quality birch, and then the drawer boxes are maple drawer boxes. Nope. Which are still gorgeous and still dovetail. And so same, very similar details.
Uh-huh.
And the palette there is a little bit more limited than the classic line.
Uh-huh.
So we just have 9 painted finishes to choose from.
Oh, my goodness. No, that's fine. I mean, like, again, if they're working with you, you make it easier and not as overwhelming to make a decision with what paint color or what, you know, what to choose. Again, because of your expertise and your insight, you just help people live a better way. And I thank you for that. That's.
Thank you. I love it. So it's easy. It's an easy thing to do.
And that's what I have to say, meeting you. And I'll give the background that we met at Monogram. Was it in February? In Chicago, and you just like light up the room, and you're so approachable and you're so kind. And I just really want to thank you. And I just learned a lot being around you. So
thank you so much. I loved meeting you there. And it was so fun to like meet other designers from all areas of the country. I think that's really neat that they have events like that. And it's been very fun getting to see the work that you do too. I was on your website.
Oh, thank you.
I've been on your website a couple of times, and I really enjoy your work.
Oh my goodness. That's a high compliment. And there's more coming, people. There's more coming. So I will, you know, I will put in the show notes, the website and the Instagram, Stouffer Home Cabinetry. And people, I'm telling you, you need to reach out to her because she's just amazing. And I'm telling you, you can have a really beautiful kitchen and a beautiful home. So, Katie, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate this.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
That's the episode. Tune in next week where I have another special guest. Have a great weekend.